modern smoker.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that. No risk. No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a theme? Does anybody notice a theme here? Could it be health freedom? Could it be liberty? You got it. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we got one more hour to go this week and cranking it up this holiday Independence Day week. Very important time. Of course, as I said, we declared our independence from Great Britain all those years ago for a fraction of what the federal government is doing to the people of America today. And we talked about a little bit about Obamacare this week. And, of course, the other thing that's happening is former governors are coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Last week we had Jesse Ventura, and he kept talking about my next guest, former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson. We haven't had him on in a while. We're pleased to welcome him back, especially in relation to what happened to the Supreme Court saying, Obamacare, it's right, it's constitutional, it's a tax, it's a penalty. It's medical enslavement, as far as I'm concerned, and Governor Gary Johnson might think that as well. Governor Johnson, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott, great to be on. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you back on board. Of course, the message of liberty doesn't ever stop here. And you've been at it for a long time. The last time I think we connected, it was since the 10th Amendment Center hosted their big event. And that's another aspect of what we might have to talk about in terms of nullifying Obamacare. But your impression of Chief Justice John Roberts contorting in a way to make this thing constitutional known as Obamacare.
Well, it's a really huge disappointment. I just think fundamentally that the government telling us what we can and can't buy. Today it's healthcare. Does that mean that they're going to tell us what kind of car we have to buy? And I'm very disappointed that Judge Roberts would be the deciding vote. Romney did say that he was going to appoint judges in the mold of Justice Roberts. Just a surprise. And now that it's happened, really, there needs to be a focus on repealing this. This legislation. I really think that this is the torpedo in a sinking ship, the sinking ship being the United States, the torpedo being this is going to cost us so much more money that we are absolutely hastening this monetary crisis that is going to be upon us.
The devaluing
of our dollar because of the borrowing and printing of as much money as we're having to use right now to just balance the budget.
Gary, in addition to your, you know, dedication to liberty as governor of New Mexico, obviously you were very focal pointed on the economy there and saw some great strides and improvement, not by government plans and programs per se, but kind of getting out of the way. And I see that aspect of so much of the federal government is getting in the way of any economic recovery. And of course that relates to the whole medical system, which is a monopoly. And what monopoly on planet Earth has cost ever gone down and innovation ever gone up?
Well, that's exactly right. And what I don't think politicians recognize is that there's a big difference between supporting business and supporting free markets. There's a huge difference between those two. And what we really need is free market reform when it comes to healthcare. Government getting out of the way and blowing the lid off of supply, blowing the lid off of choices that we would have available, that if they were available, I think that in a true competitive free market system for healthcare, for myself, I would not buy health insurance. I would not have health insurance to cover myself for ongoing medical need. I would have health insurance to cover myself for catastrophic injury and illness, and I would pay as you go in a system that was very competitive, advertised pricing, and like I say, a myriad of choices, options that currently don't exist.
Yes. We're talking with Gary Johnson, former New Mexico governor. He's running for president. He is the Libertarian nominee. GaryJohnson2012.com. And Gary, you know, not everybody knows you're a kind of a holistic kind of guy. I mean, you're an athlete. You're an avid cyclist as well as a hiker. I think you did you do another one of the big peaks on the planet recently?
We're planning as a family to go and do Aconcagua, which would be my goal is to climb the highest mountain on each continent, which I just think is a great way to see the world. And so we're planning to go to South America and do Aconcagua, which is the highest mountain in South America in Argentina.
Right, and of course, climbing that. It does not necessitate taking drugs that are approved by the FDA or mandated by Obamacare. You have to be in strong physical fitness, which requires optimal nutrition. Not only that, but the avoidance of a lot of toxic poisons that can wear down your liver, your kidneys, all the things that need to be functioning optimally to achieve a goal like this.
Well, and, just as a sidelight, too, Robert Scott, I am diagnosed with celiac disease. I can't eat gluten. It's poison. And so how much of our health, and I say our health,
yes,
you and I, all of us, are affected from a dietary standpoint that goes undiagnosed. How much of our healthcare woes have to do with lack of exercise and improper diet? I'm going to suggest that maybe all of it can be summed up under those two categories.
And none of which is embraced or endorsed or even cared for under any government system, whether it be Medicare, Medicaid, or Obamacare. It's a drug-based paradigm, and everything about Obamacare smacks of redistribution of wealth from the American people to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, because that's where all of the money is funneled.
I'll tell you who else is really adversely affected by this legislation, by this program, are the young in this country today. This is a system that is dependent on those that are healthy paying for those that are unhealthy. So as a young person, generally speaking, you're healthy, and at a minimum, you're going to pay $3,000 a year, which is the penalty for not having health insurance. At a minimum, you're going to pay this $3,000 a year. At a minimum, or worst, you're going to pay for health insurance that you may or may not decide that you need, but you are going to, in fact, pay into a system that's you're healthy, and you're going to pay for those that aren't. I would also like to point out that as a young person, as a parent, I have never taken my kids out to dinner and asked them to pick up the tab. And yet, basically, what I'm saying to my kids, I'm not saying it to my kids, but my generation is saying to kids is, look, we're going to retire, and we're going to have health care. And by the way, you're going to pay for it. And by the way, you're never going to be able to stop working because there's no way that you'll ever pay for all of this. And now we're adding health care onto this. If I were a young person now, right now, I would be in a state of revolt. Anarchy would be my solution to the problems that we have.
Gary, my argument is that the federal government is in a state of anarchy because they don't follow the Constitution, haven't for a long time, and the people are just literally trying to establish order through liberty. And that's a kind of an opposite context of what the old media is portraying, but you're right. And you said the word revolt. I mean, the tax revolt that occurred, the so-called Boston Tea Party, happened on a fraction of the kind of tax imposition that is happening here, made worse by the Obamacare tax/penalty that those of you like you, Gary, like me, that are healthy and have no interest in participating in the system outside of, let's say, the catastrophic loss scenarios, now are being forced into a form of slavery. I don't think that's too strong a word to say.
Well, I agree. And you know what? I pay individual health care insurance for myself. And I want to say it's about $600 a month for myself. And I have not been to a doctor in 5 years. And when I went to a doctor 5 years ago, It was, you know, it doesn't warrant the premiums that that I've been paying. So I'm one of those that are healthy. I'm in the system, and I subsidize those that aren't so healthy.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, you know, the people that are healthy and fit, I don't see that much in terms of the presidential candidates out there, because I think Obama smokes. Not that, listen, I have the freedom to do it, but I hear he's on some meds as well. Romney may be. And the point is, you've got to look at these people and say, what is their lifestyle like? What do they do? How do they live their lives as opposed to what they say? What we see in you, Gary, is living a certain lifestyle that is conducive to staying not only alive, but free based on no medical dependence. And that's an inspiration, I think, for people around the country and the young people to want to be healthy. We've talked about Congressman Paul as well. He's a cyclist. He'll go out and exercise. He said his medical report was on one page. He'd come up with it if they wanted him to. I mean, that's those are the kind of people we need up there at that level.
Well, certainly right now, you know, I am candidate for president of the United States. I am going to be one of three candidates on the ballot in all 50 states. And Robert Scott, for just one second, I'm the only candidate that doesn't want to bomb Iran, believing that Obama is going to actually move into that category here before the election. I'm the only candidate that wants to get out of Afghanistan now, bring the troops home. I'm the only candidate that wants to bring about marriage equality, believing it to be a constitutionally guaranteed right. I'm the only candidate that wants to end the war on drugs. I'm the only candidate that wants to balance the federal budget now, promising
Gary,
to submit a balanced budget now.
Gary, we got to take a quick break. Can you stick around? We'll talk a little more economics to wrap it up with you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Governor Gary Johnson, presidential candidate, sticks around the Robert Scott Bell Show. One more segment here. Stay with us. Lots more healing to go.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 29th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1580.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.20.58, $8.10.29 for a half ounce, or $405.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.20.58, $8.10.29, and $405.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
are listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Rise! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've got an attorney, FDA attorney Jonathan Emord. We're going to rip apart Obamacare, and there's another case that is still yet to go up to the Supreme Court in the 6th District. We'll tell you about that, challenging Obamacare. So it's not over. But then again, to expect that Obama or Romney, or some say O'Romney, are going to repeal this when Romney might get in, I don't know. That might be a bit of a stretch, since Obamacare was basically blueprinted by what Romney did in Massachusetts. Continuing with me now, former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, presidential candidate, Libertarian Party, talking about that. Is there another option? Is there another choice? Gary, welcome back. I appreciate you being here.
Well, and I really am a third choice. You know, Romney is really a wonderfully warm and gracious human being. That's what I have found him to be. But you know what he says regarding balancing the budget? He says that we need to balance the budget, but we need to increase spending when it comes to the military, and we need to hold Medicare intact. Robert Scott, I finished the second grade and the mathematics that went along with the second grade, and it just doesn't add up. So I don't know why someone that's as smart as he is, and obviously he is, can say those kinds of things, because those kinds of things don't add up. And, you know, one of the unstated things about what's happening in Massachusetts is everyone in Massachusetts, or a lot in Massachusetts, are gaming the system. You are guaranteed coverage with a pre-existing condition. So why have health insurance when you can pay the penalty, and then if you get sick or need catastrophic coverage for illness or injury, you can then sign up and be guaranteed coverage? That's what's happening in Massachusetts. I think that the country itself, all of us are going to make that same kind of analysis. For me, yes. Why should I pay ongoing insurance when I can find coverage for myself for a catastrophic injury or illness and be guaranteed that I'm going to get signed up? I myself may be making that analysis and paying the $3,000 penalty, as opposed to the current $7,000 a year that I'm paying now in health insurance. That why have it if you're not going to use it?
Sure. Well, it makes good economic sense until the government itself is fully bankrupted by the destruction of the Federal Reserve note fiat dollar. And when you ask the question of how Romney could have such bad math, of course, you can be paid to be stupid at math, and I think Goldman Sachs may have something to do with it because they've got both candidates locked up. Tell me, do you have a relationship with Goldman Sachs we should know about?
I don't. And, when I entered politics, I'd never been elected to office prior to running for governor of New Mexico. I'd never been involved in politics prior to running for governor of New Mexico. I had absolutely no interest in government whatsoever, having never received a nickel from government. And after I got out of office, I have not received one nickel from government. I have not done anything involving government. I left office, I got in, I made a contribution, I thought I made an important contribution, and I got out not looking in any way to profit from the experience and knowledge I had, connections that I made in office. Mm-hmm. That does not seem to be the case with politicians today across the spectrum. Romney and Obama are not alone in cashing in on being involved in politics.
Yes, and of course the international financial industry, World Bank, IMF, and Federal Reserve issues. This is a point of great contention because, you know, those in the liberty movement believe in economic liberty, and yet the mandatory monopoly of funny money is another issue that has become, in the last 8 years, certainly, you know, Ron Paul has made a career of trying to say, hey, look at the Fed, look how it's destroying the dollar. Your perspective on that, people would be interested to hear your perspective on that side of the economics in the equation.
Well, it's an inside game. It's an inside game. Goldman Sachs makes up the board of, and I use Goldman Sachs with a broad brush.
Sure.
Wall Street makes up the Federal Reserve. And, although, you're a member and then you're not a member, you have lifelong privileges. So, by lifelong privileges, you get to play on the Federal Reserve tennis court. You get to have lunch at the Federal Reserve. Point is, interest rates, monetary policy is known far in advance to insiders who then profit off of that. So it's an inside game, and abolishing the Federal Reserve, bringing about transparency to the Federal Reserve, if not abolished, auditing the Federal Reserve. These are some steps that really would be positive also, bringing transparency to something now that, like I say, benefits a few and leaves others of us out in the cold. And by leaves us out in the cold, suffering from the fact that the inflation, the accompanying inflation that goes along with printing 43 cents out of every dollar that we're currently spending.
Yeah, Gary, would you be in favor of competition in currency to allow, like, legalization of the Constitution or, you know, Article 1, Section 10, that kind of thing, that references what money is, and to say, hey, look, if we're not going to ban the Fed outright, why not allow people to make their own decisions about what they want to use in exchange for goods and services?
I think that's an exciting notion, and the notion of competing currencies and very complicated issue, but the way you solve that complicated issue is to actually have competing currencies and see which currency does emerge because of the complex nature of moving to a commodity-based currency, all of which I think could be accomplished by, in this case, supporting competing currencies and actually bringing that about.
Well, we're looking for those that are consistent in their defense of liberty, as you appear to be, and I've followed you over the years and had you on before, and I definitely hope to have you on some more as the campaign heats up here going into the fall. And, you know, as we hear, you'll be at Paul Fest in Tampa around the time of the RNC, and there are a lot of other issues that may pop up from time to time, so I look forward to having you back on. It sounds like you're now having to be the stalwart defender of liberty as the establishment parties are trying to stifle it everywhere you look.
Well, we do need a third choice. I think it's the only choice. Look, we need to balance. We need to slash federal spending. We need to get our monetary house in order. And along with that, I think there's two sides of the coin. There's getting the monetary side of our house in order, and then there's the civil liberties and the continued erosion of civil liberties, and that stops, and that we repeal the Patriot Act. And civil liberties, look, marriage equality, isn't it constitutionally guaranteed? Bring an end to the war on drugs. Look, I think we're all, with speaking with a broad brush, I think the majority of Americans are fiscally responsible. Look, when it comes to our checkbook, we realize there are consequences to not balancing the checkbook. And I also think that we're socially tolerant, that we're all socially accepting. I'm certainly in that category, and I don't think we're being represented from a broad brush standpoint by either political party when it comes to the majority of Americans.
Gary Johnson, much appreciated that you join us here on a Sunday of the Robert Scott Bell Show. GaryJohnson2012.com. Must be Libertarian Hour. I'm just about to hear from my dear friend who ran in 2004 as a Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik. How cool is that? Hey, Gary, thanks for being on. We're going to have you back on soon.
All right, I'm going to hold you to that promise. Thank you.
You got it.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Fairfieldgrain.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
What is this? Libertarian Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's a great interview with Gary Johnson. 8 years. I can't believe it's been 8 years. Michael Badnarik, he was the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party in 2004, and he joins us now. Michael, my friend, how cool is it? 8 years?
Oh, my gosh. Has it been that long? No wonder I feel old.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, Gary seems to be a good guy. I've met him over the years, and he's pretty committed to a lot of the principles of liberty. He's got a decent track record. Definitely doesn't seem to be bought by Goldman Sachs. So, seemingly a good guy they got this time.
That's correct. That's correct. Well, see, glad that the Libertarian Party is adhering to principles.
Yeah, I know. When they abandoned it for, what was that guy's last name from Georgia last time?
Yeah, Bob Barr.
Yeah, that was unreal. But yes, indeed, again, we tend to look at the man more than the party and like to see track record, integrity, et cetera. And that's why we became fast friends all those years ago. And just interestingly enough, with the season winding up or winding down, depending on the way you look at it,
the Republican Party had it in for Ron Paul from the beginning, even though there's still stuff going on behind the scenes. But we continue to pursue the message of liberty here. That's why I wanted to get Gary on and get you back on real quick.
Yeah, well, I'm very pleased to report that I am now a Texan again. I'm back in Texas. I'll be in the Dallas area, and I'm unloading the U-Haul with all of my stuff. So I plan to be here for a while.
Nice. Well, we're going to be moving the studio this week, too, so it's going to be kind of an Independence Day moving type thing. And I know it's an annual tradition that around the time of the Independence Day holiday, you and I get together on the air, and seeing as how it's the middle of the week this week, we might have to do it just now, so I couldn't let this day escape without you.
Yeah, well, I will make time whenever you want me. There's nothing more important than getting the message out. You do a really good job of that.
Well, I appreciate you as well in that. And, of course, Good to Be King is the book that Michael has written. It's one of those fundamental textbooks I would say everybody should read or should read to their children. And confirmed to me that we declared independence as a, you know, a nation to be all those years ago due to a fraction of the things that the current American government, if we can call it that, has done to us compared to what the Crown of England did all those years ago.
Oh, absolutely. People are usually astonished when I point out that when the American Revolution happened, the King George had one-third of the support. He had an approval rating of 33%. Congress currently has an approval rating of 9%. So, I mean, if the Founding Fathers were still alive, they would be organizing a second American Revolution a long time ago.
Yeah, in fact, Gary Johnson brought up the word revolt of the young people. If they realize seriously about the debt that's been laid upon them, the artificially created debt that can never be repaid, and they seemingly have no escape. Now add to that Obamacare that cannot be paid for, and now seemingly we might be closer to that than ever.
Well, I used to tell anybody that Congress could justify anything with the Commerce Clause, and I was real surprised that they've chosen not to use the Commerce Clause for the Obamacare plan. They've said that it's okay as long as it's a tax. I don't know how they come up with their logic, but many of the people in the United States are beginning to realize this is not what our Founding Fathers had intended.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to think that it's okay because it's a tax and or a penalty, and that's some, you know, it's a weird ruling because, as you said, Robert says, well, under the Commerce Clause, it's not constitutional. Well, finally, they admit something's not constitutional based on that. Also, under the necessary and proper statement, because it's a tax, which means we can tax you into anything, we can penalize you to do anything we want.
Right. I mean, it's like a shell game. You know, going to the carnival and trying to find, you know, which walnut shell the pea is under. And they're just shuffling things around.
They are. Michael,
I think the American people are going to fall for it this time.
No, not more, not here, not ever. Michael Badnarik, my dear friend, Good to Be King. Check it out, constitutionpreservation.org. Always appreciate you stopping by. You'll never believe what's causing headaches now. Oh, you've got to stand by for this story. Stand by. Thank you, Michael Badnarik. We'll be right back.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I've covered a lot of strange health stories over the years. Some of them have been become moments of duh, like we talk about from time to time. But this one's got to be one of the weirdest ones I've ever covered. And it's about headaches. Now, we talk about headaches from time to time. We talk about the danger of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and other more serious pain-killing drugs, how dangerous and addicting they are. But what of someone who gets headaches from watching porn? No, I kid you not. There's a story. There's a guy, it says, man plagued by porn-induced headaches. That's right. According to this, he has to take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs 30 minutes before he plans to watch these movies, because he gets severe exploding headaches. Make your own joke. Progressively, he started to refrain from viewing the videos as a means of avoiding headaches. Well, that seems like a reasonable response, does it not? But the medical doctors would have none of that. No, we can't have you cease your porn-watching habits. We would rather have you take drugs. And if you read down to the bottom of the article, this is in fact what the doctors had said. Instead of abandoning his porn watching ways, he was advised by the medical community to take 400 milligrams of ibuprofen and 500 milligrams of acetaminophen 30 minutes before watching. And he happily reported significant pain relief, but at what cost? Isn't this something? Isn't it, rather than say, hey, just stop doing what's causing you to have the headache. Oh, no, keep doing it. Just take this toxic drug that'll destroy your liver and your kidneys. Do you see why Obamacare is dangerous? This is the kind of advice you're getting from allopathic medical monopoly doctors. I don't know what more I can say about this. If you have something to say about it, you can call me at 800-259-5791, but you're running out of time, so you can call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave me a message at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. By the way, fastest way to get rid of a headache is a coffee enema. I'm not kidding, because you deliver the caffeine to the bile ducts of the liver via the hepatic pathway and immediately dump out the toxic poisons that are lodged in the liver into the colon for immediate evacuation. But that, of course, will not be covered by Obamacare. Thankfully, you don't need Obamacare to know about it and to utilize these other natural methods. Of course, you could utilize white willow bark tincture. There are other things that are associated with the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that are non-synthetic and non-toxic that can help you. And, of course, when we talk about the things that bring on headache, perhaps you could reduce certain toxic behaviors. Maybe? Pardon me? Oh, no. We have to have toxic intervention. That's what allopathic medical monopoly medicine is all about. I have never in my life would I have predicted a news story about headaches due to porn watching. I don't know what else. I don't think I'm going to say anything else about it. Anyway, that's that for that. Let's see. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. After the show today, don't forget, 3 o'clock Eastern time at Natural News Radio, which is where you'll hear 5 additional days of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm participating in an online free healing summit. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to pay anything. You just basically go to naturalnewsradio.com right after the show today, and you can listen to it streaming. And I'm going to be talking about some inspiring healing. It's part of my story. Talking about getting rid of allergies as well. Should have a good time. And they'll be replaying a lot of the great talks and doctors that have participated in the healing event, including Dr. Nick Gonzalez. I think G. Edward Griffin is also participating. And, of course, Mike Adams and many. Liam Sheff had an hour. It's supposed to have been hilarious what he did. And I can't wait to give a listen to that as well. Let's see. What else do we have? Moments of Dough. We covered one on diabetes last hour with Chris Barr. And what's fascinating about that is the reality that we can reverse diabetes by simple nutrient changes. This was talking about just exercise, moderate, walking. But simply, if you're not on the GTF chromium, the glucose tolerance factor chromium that you can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, you can actually go there or call him at 866-424-1077. Now, other than that, we talk about detox, headaches, right? We would want to increase our intake of glutathione-producing foods, and that is the One World Whey, the whey protein that is non-denatured. And you can do that by going to oneworldwhey.com. It's that simple. And getting a hold of that, and it's the most delicious-tasting whey protein you have ever had. I'm not kidding. When I've had this at some of the events, people come back and they're shocked because none of these proteins taste like this. And no added sweeteners other than stevia, which is not in the same sense of an artificial or even caloric type sweetener. So no glycemic impact. Listen, when we come back, we got to talk about summertime tonsillectomies. What is that? It's summertime. Have your kid cut on. No, not here, not now, not ever. I'll tell you how to avoid that and more. But you got to stay with me here at robertscottbell.com. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low
shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CatPinkSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Well, another successful week of broadcast healing has kicked off here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And remember, if you're just now tuning in for the first time, it's not just one day a week right here on GCN, which kicks it off every week. It's 5 additional days on the Natural News Radio Network at Natural News Radio. Just check it all out at robertscottbell.com and call me anytime. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, a couple of really weird stories here. Yeah, as if the one I covered last segment wasn't weird enough. But the summertime is being promoted as surgery season. I know if you're up in the northern climes, if you're at the headquarters of GCN, you know, it's construction season. That's what they say, 2 seasons, winter and construction season up north. But here now we're talking summertime has now become tonsillectomy time. That's right. They're saying, hey, you know, mom, dad, they got extra time to recover. Go ahead and remove those buggers. They didn't need them anyway. What? This is more of the insanity of embracing and endorsing through Obamacare, institutionalizing, no way out of this medical monopoly insanity. Any profession that looks at your body parts as being redundant or not needed or somehow a goof of God has no place to be in any form of monopoly. It barely has a place in any form of a free market. Although, you know, I'm a free market guy, so let them compete in the free market. But they're basically telling you moms and dads out there that your kids have extra body parts they need to be removed. And you might as well do it during the summer, because what else are they going to do during the summer? They're just going to get in trouble anyway, so why not put them under general anesthesia and risk their lives pulling out their immune and lymphatic tissue? This is incredible. Remember that when the inflammation occurs of the tonsils, the so-called tonsillitis, it's a warning sign. It's like the warning light on your car going off saying, hey, check engine, check the immune system, see what's going on. There's something going on here. But no, the dunderheads, those brilliant dunderheads, they have licenses to be stupid, will tell you moms and dads, well, we just need to remove that tissue. And now you're at a competitive disadvantage, if we can call it that, in dealing with the outside world, because you've destroyed part of your immune system, a vital part of your warning alert system, your interface from the outside world to the inside world through the mouth, the throat, and they destroy it. Instead, I would rather have you gargle with silver hydrosol or get a hold of Immune Tree and do some Immune Tree colostrum lozenges like I do with my kids. Simple as that. Immune Tree colostrum, you go to ImmuneTree.com. You can reach them at 877-295-1269. 877-295-1269. And I don't ask for much here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but I do ask that you at least say thank you to those who support this message of health freedom, this message of liberty, without which we could not be here week in, week out, day in and day out, to deliver this message. So that Immune Tree colostrum, simple. If you're worried about tonsils, screw that. Get on some Immune Tree colostrum. You'll see the difference right away. right away. See, what other kind of weird stories do we have here to wrap up this week? We talked about the EMA warning about shortage of doctors due to Obamacare. That's the only positive thing of Obamacare. The medical profession is going to collapse as we know it because it's unsustainable, absolutely unsustainable. Oh, here's a vaccine story I wanted to cover. The New York Amish people, evidently, I don't know how many of them, but they're claiming now that the New York Amish are allowing vaccinations. No, not for their human babies or children, but for their horses, because of this Eastern equine encephalitis, a dangerous brain inflammation. They call it a mosquito-borne illness or disease that attacks the brain. And so this is frightening the Amish into accepting dangerous interventions like vaccines, never mind the fact that we can utilize silver hydrosol and homeopathy and colostrum, for that matter, and address these issues and prevent the extreme inflammation that can cause death in these horses or anyone. But the silver hydrosol is an amazing thing. We use the sovereign silver here. I actually took some to my dentist. And finally, I was having, this is years I've had this. I went diving, we call it free diving, breath hold diving off the coast. And I'm a natural swimmer. I take to water. I love it. And I was diving down to 35 feet or below, up and down all day one day, 3-4 years ago now. And it damaged my eustachian tubes. And since then, I've had this ongoing, coming back and forth under stress or other things, inflammation within my ears. And I had a history of ear infections as a child because of my upbringing, and the doctors told my mom, don't give him breast milk, give him baby powder, milk powder. And I threw that up until I couldn't. I had to survive. But I had a lot of problems early on. I was met with antibiotic after antibiotic. So I got a whole history here as a child. So I had to overcome a lot. And turned out it was a latent, chronic, subacute, clinical-type infection below the gum line. You heard about all health or all disease begins in the mouth? Wow, did I learn the truth in that? Because I finally went to a dentist. I'm not a fan of dentists overall because they're very toxic, unless you go to one that's part of the IAOMT, oral metal toxicology, and they understand the danger of mercury and fluoride. But, of course, many years ago I had the mercury removed out of my teeth. I encourage everybody to do the same. If you have a silver filling, it's not silver, it's mercury. Get it out. Find a dentist that can safely do it. But I went in and I said, here, put the silver hydrosol in your little machine there and start shooting it below my gum line. And ever since I did that, this is a month or two ago, all the recurrent inflammation that I was dealing with, and I was holding and tamping down by all the mechanisms I knew. And it worked, except for one time when I was out west at a natural medical conference and I didn't have access to everything. That was a different story. But outside of that, now recognizing the things that we should already know, I applied it and bingo, knocked it out. So if you have recurrent ear infections, sinus infections, even eye infections, nose, throat, everything, have you considered addressing without traditional allopathic patented antibiotics? You could use the pure form of liquid silver in the hydrosol form. It's in the family of colloidal silver. But that's something not approved by FDA or Obamacare. It's only as a dietary supplement. But here we have the tools. We have all the information. Get it out. Share it before the Fear and Death Administration shuts it all down. Before Obamacare clamps down on what's left of health freedom in this great nation. Hey, tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we get Jonathan Emord. We're going to take it apart. Obamacare. We're going to tell you about the legal challenges still remaining. Also, Dr. Rashid Batar and I are going to discuss that and more after the show. I'll be on naturalnewsradio.com. Check it out there as well. In the meantime, happy Independence Day. Embrace liberty. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp,
red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.